I almost lost my mind yesterday, and it was all because of homeschool, and I need your advice, Raven.
What happened?
It's Anna and Raven. So, you know, my 11-year-old is homeschool. I'm sure. Her teacher.
Of course, just like everybody else right now.
I'm Mrs. Zapp. I make her call me. She's like, why, Mom?
There's not a lot of respect?
No, because here's the thing is when you're teaching from home, right, at first you're excited because you're like, I can do this.
I can do this.
This is going to be a fun bonding experience.
Right, look at this. It's an activity. It's something different. It's out of the norm for you, too. Right? We always like a little bit of variety.
Right. Then you realize that our teachers should get their salaries tripled for dealing with our children.
Right.
So
imagine a classroom full of 30 of them.
I can't.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't. So Hayden hasn't had a ton of work. Like, she does it relatively quickly. She's done in, like, 2 to 3 hours.
Sure.
And she had all last week off for spring break. This week, she actually has pretty much they gave her the week again.
Okay.
But the teacher sent an assignment home that National Geographic, and if you're not aware of this, parents, it's very cool that they do this. Mm. Every day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they have Nat Geo Classroom.
Right.
So you log on, and it's a live broadcast of all these explorers all over the world. And they do, like, an hour lecture about whatever it is that day.
It's actually really cool. National Geographic's doing a lot of stuff. They send me emails every week where they're like, this is what we're doing this week.
Right. So yesterday, I got it all together, and I'm like, okay, 2 o'clock, we've got live class on Nat Geo Classroom, right?
Right.
And it's all about the penguins. Oh, my gosh. The elephant seals and the giant penguins, the king penguins.
Empire penguins.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're going down to Antarctica, and I'm pumped about
it. You're like, this is happening. I'm on the trip. Great.
I've got my notes. I've got a map so I can show her where things are.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated that Antarctica is oddly close to Australia. Like, who knew? Like,
well,
you know.
I mean, closest to.
Right.
Right.
But you can, it's close. I was like, wow, I didn't know that. So now we start watching these videos, right? And I am so into it.
Okay.
I am 100% Mrs. Zapp, science teacher. Let's learn about these seals and penguins.
Right, right.
And I look over at her, and she's got her phone, and she's on TikTok.
Oh, she was scanning her phone there?
Yeah, like down to the side.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, Hayden, stop it. And she's like, what? I'm watching. And you're not watching.
Right.
And then I was like, I'm going to give you a quiz when this is over, which is not true, because how am I going to write a quiz? I don't
right.
know what's
I
going
mean,
on.
You're fascinated by the show, but you're really not retaining much of it. You know, you're not retaining, like, enough to ask questions.
I actually don't know how to write a quiz. I haven't done that. Like, I don't know how to do that.
Right, right.
So then 10 minutes later, I look over, and this is live. This is a live class. So there's, like, an instructor there, an explorer.
Okay.
And she's an explorer.
Right.
And I'm thinking, this is fascinating. I wish they had this when I was a kid.
Right.
And I look over, and she's on her phone again. So, like a calm, level-headed parent, I grab the phone, and I throw it across the room.
Good.
Right.
Right.
And I said, no more phone for 24 hours. Right?
Uh-huh.
So now she's sitting next to me, and she's sulking.
Right.
And she's mad. And I go, how can you not care about these elephant seals? They smell. Look how they smell, and nobody likes them, and they were almost extinct. She has zero interest whatsoever.
Okay.
So I don't know what to do today during our next Geo 2 o'clock class.
Do you still have her phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I give that back?
I mean, what was the hours of the rest of the day like after that? I don't know. What's today's animal? Maybe it will more capture her imagination. I'm not sure.
I think they're just resistant to learning. I think kids are resistant to learning, and I'm not sure how to break them. How can they not find that fascinating? Mm. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm not going to survive this right
now. Do you have a chalkboard? Maybe
whiteboard.
Maybe just write the same sentence over and over. I will
pictures?
Not disrespect smelly elephant seals.
Right.
I will not disrespect maybe 50 times of that today.
I guess that's what we should do.
And then she'll be more in tune. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds like discipline is really going to be an issue.
Right.